This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
While this virus touches us all, we got to be honest. It is not an equal opportunity offender.
Racism, racism.
There is no vaccine for racism.
You say that so much, it's lost all meaning.
I know a predator when I see one.
Oh, I bet you do, old timer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And don't forget, Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me.
You're here. I wondered why all the birds had suddenly stopped singing.
Is it possible, Congressman? Is it possible that the Republican Party is now the party of deranged bigots?
Right, I'm a bigot, you know, but for the left.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Sandy Cortez called for giving government health insurance to foreign nationals, tens of millions of them. Jay Mai imagined a world without cops or prisons. Some lunatic in a clerical collar showed up and said Republicans are going to hell. Harris and Biden nodded along. It all seemed normal to them, because it is.
Well, I guess you got me there.
As we said before, it's not going away this summer. It won't be going away this fall.
You are a broken record.
But neither is our obligation to do what we need to do for kids here in the Commonwealth.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
This guidance and the metrics that guide it are based in science.
Flawlessly logical.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Good evening, everybody.
Uh-oh, Astro, here comes another lecture.
The commander-in-chief does not use the men and women of our military to deploy against peaceful protesters.
There's nothing good about what you do or who you are.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-860 says about that Kim Klasick video, and you really should check it out. We tweeted it out as well. Retweeted it. It's really effective, and it's not 2.5 minutes as the Baltimore Sun said. It's 2 minutes 50 seconds. 20 seconds is a lot in that context. She puts a lot of facts into it, and the video speaks for itself. The trees growing out of the sidewalks. Yeah. 860 says, what is the Baltimore Sun talking about? There was a very big solution in that video. Stop voting for Democrats. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Exactly. Here's another one. 860, degradation is rampant in these Delmarva cities, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. Most of bumbling Biden's Wilmington resembles West Baltimore with its boarded up row houses and creepy street urchins along the city roadway. Oh, I forgot. That's a sacred Democrat city, too. Yeah, I know. 844-500-4242. Kim's video is not only truth to power, like vampires in the sunlight. The Democrat operatives with press passes can't help her succeed. It's like Biden's she ain't black shtick. Yeah. And someone says it's up to 9 million views now, close to 9.5 million views. I think that's about 9 million more views than Michelle Obama got, maybe even more than that. Anyway, it's time now for the chump line.
Sleepy, creepy Joe thinks he knows a whole lot more than you do. Sleepy, creepy Joe, you gotta go and take Carmella with you.
I just saw some videotape during the break of him on the stage in Wilmington. I think it's possible that he is going to make a live speech. Boy, that is tempting the fates. I wouldn't want to be the guy who's handling the teleprompter for Joe.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. What's with these punctuated politician names? My first lady, my running mate's name is pronounced Kamala. It would have been easier if I had chosen Jeb! I mean it.
Jeb exclamation point. Yeah. He could speak Spanish like all those people at the Democrat National Convention. He speaks it about as well as most of them, too. The Trump Line is brought to you, as it is every weekday, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches. All the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside chats on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. Well, we don't know about that now. We think maybe it'll be live. That would be that'll be a real hoot. This will truly be an historic election.
Hey, Howie, I hear Governor Cuomo is going to be writing a book on how he handled the coronavirus. Doesn't he know the police prefer murder confessions to be limited to one or two pages?
I just thought of something. Bannon was just in court, and of course he entered his first plea of not guilty. Maybe that's what Cuomo should title his book, Not Guilty, or Not Guilty, Your Honor.
And a religious exemption will be granted for the school vaccines. In unrelated news, number of Amish in Massachusetts skyrocket fall of 2020.
Wait till you hear these sound cuts today from Charlie Parker's press conference, where he's trying to explain how it's a mandate, but it's just a suggestion. And the federal government is encouraging people to take the flu vaccine by making more doses this year. But then he says encouraging, but he's mandating it. So does he not understand the difference between asking you to do something and requiring you to do something? And he says, and then he's into the G word today, guidance. Guidance. It's not compliance, it's guidance. It's a euphemism.
Hi, this is Mr. Frosty. Anybody want to buy a Dilly Bar or a Dujet or an Italian Ice? Oh, I'm hurting for money.
Ask your father. Tell your father to buy you an Eskimo cream bar. Tell your father to buy you a twirl with Jimmy's.
Iramea, I agree with Charlie Baker. All kids should get shots. Aram, does that mean he'll be reopening the bars, or will it be BYOB?
Oh, I'm sure he enjoyed hearing Caroline talk about his commitment to women's rights. Last rites. Extreme unction. Poor Mary Jo didn't even get her last rites.
You want to work, but you're afraid you'll die from airborne particles in your eye. China virus got a hold on you. You got the COVID pneumonia and the Kung Flu too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But it's not the Kung Flu foo. It's as Cuomo said, it's the European virus. Maybe he can put some word like that, the European virus, in the title of his book. The title is the only important thing with these books by Democrats, because nobody reads them. You know they don't read them. They just buy them and put them on the coffee table.
Yes, I have always been for women's rights. In fact, the evening I was with Mary Jo, she told me to take a right, and I took a left, and we ended up in the drink. And if I had listened to her, well, I would not have hurt my neck.
If I had listened to her, I would be president. It wasn't just not driving a Volkswagen, which floated. It was not taking Mary Jo's instructions.
Joe Biden for president. Come on, man. I mean it.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message. And I improve this vestige. Can I buy tapioca now?
When I saw the video of him on the stage, he did not appear to be wearing a mask either. I don't know what that was all about. We'll have to check into that.
Hey, Michelle, now that you're back in basement-dwelling Biden, you can start a new one. When they go low, Hunter gets high.
Is Hunter going to have to walk across the stage if this is live? how are they going to keep Hunter away from the distilled spirits before the he'll need to build up his courage? I mean, he'll be in front of a live audience on TV of at least 3 or 4 million people.
Lady, you're a dog-faced pony soldier. I'm Jill Biden.
Lady, lady, lady.
If Joe Biden wins the election and has two scoops of tapioca pudding in the White House, are the Democrats going to cry and whine about it?
Oh, that's a good point. I'd forgotten about that. Remember, I think he brought in some reporters, Trump did, from Time Magazine. I don't know why he would do that. I mean, why not just bring it in from your local supermarket flyer that you get in the Thursday mail? But he did bring in the Time reporters, and they had a meal with him. And then they had dessert, and they all got one scoop of ice cream, and Trump got two scoops of ice cream. And, you know, they wanted to put that in as a Time Magazine, anyway, wanted to put it in as an article of impeachment. This is the same Time Magazine that reported that he had removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office when, in fact, there was just someone standing in front of it. But the reporter couldn't even bother to walk over a few feet and check out what was behind the guy who was blocking the view. Just tweeted it out. That's modern journalism.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump.
Howie Carr.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message with at 844-500-4242. It's open from 1 to 5 every weekday afternoon, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't get enough of the chump line messages, you can listen to Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make the broadcast version right now. They're posted at 7 o'clock every night, and you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches. All the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside chats on television. The first pre-recorded acceptance speech. Although we think now that's been changed. This will truly be an historic election.
You want to work, but you're afraid you'll die from airborne particles in your eye. China virus got a hold on you. You got the COVID pneumonia and the Kung flu too.
201 says, when Cuomo writes his book, will he leave out the chapter about the polo player? Yeah. I think this is going to be My Year in Coronavirus Land by Andrew Cuomo, the great man of New York State. He turned the Empire State into the bleephole state. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I think this is going to be one of those days we're not going to be taking any calls all day long. Our phone system is pretty much shot to hell. So we're not going to have Corey Lewandowski as we had planned earlier in the show. But that's okay. I've got plenty of material. I always plan ahead. My first gig in the world of talk radio was I was on a station in 1986, an AM station that during a Red Sox World Series evening. And I fortunately had a book of Ring Lardner short stories. It was very easy to read, very easy to convert it into a lengthy segments. But we won't have to do that. I got lots of stories that I've been saving up here. But right now, it's time for the poll question. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What has been the most laughable moment of the DNC so far? Bill Clinton on the sanctity of the Oval Office, Elizabeth Warren at the Native American Caucus, Obama's peaceful protesters, or Caroline Kennedy talking about Uncle Teddy's commitments to women's rights?
I am going to vote for Elizabeth Warren at the Native American Conference.
Moved up by 1% to 21%, but still trailing Bill Clinton on the sanctity of the Oval Office at 48%. Obama's peaceful protesters comes in at 17%, and Caroline Kennedy talking about Uncle Teddy is 13%.
All right. 844-500-4242. I was wondering, they've had all these people on that have criminal records, that have done terrible, terrible things, that have made the most grotesque remarks, like Linda Sarsour. She was at an event earlier in the week, and she's so bad that even Biden's rapid response unit had to denounce her presence at the convention. But there was one woman here that I thought would have fit in nicely with the theme of the campaign, and that would be Virginia State Senator L. Louise Lucas. However, she's been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit a felony and injury to a monument in excess of $1,000. She was one of the people who was involved in that. Remember earlier in Portsmouth, Virginia, earlier this summer, they tried to pull down the statue and the statue fell on the guy and just almost killed him. And the guy still can't talk. He knows what's going on, but he can't talk. He's really screwed up. But so they've charged all these people. They were arrested on Monday, just as the convention was beginning. Portsmouth, Virginia Police Chief Angela Green announced the arrests on Monday. She read off a list of names of those charged with conspiring and organizing the effort to destroy a monument. And the prime one was State Senator L. Louise Lucas. She's been backed by Terry McAuliffe, though, the former governor and Clinton bagman. He said that she's a great Virginia Democrat. I don't know if she's as good as Ralph Northam, the Klansman. Who also appears in blackface, or the lieutenant governor who's been credibly accused of rape by two different women, one in North Carolina, one in Massachusetts, or the attorney general Herring, same name as Elizabeth Warren's maiden name, Herring, who's also known to wear blackface. It's quite a collection of Democrats, but she's been arrested along with at least three public defenders. And also Lakesha Hicks, who's a Portsmouth NAACP representative, not to be confused with Lakeisha Atkinson, who's a member of the Portsmouth School Board. None of these people will be available to make speeches this evening, nominating and seconding the nomination of Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right. I say whenever I come back from a break, I give the phone number 844-500-4242, but we're not taking any calls today because our phone system is has crashed. So, but I got plenty of stuff to read, believe me. And we'll try to get Corey Lewandowski on tomorrow or another day very shortly. He would have been interesting to talk to today because, you know, he knows Steve Bannon from the campaign, and you know, I don't even think the mainstream media is you know, trying to gin this up into a Trump problem, because it's pretty clear that Trump has had nothing to do with him for a long, long time, and it just seems like from reading the indictment, it runs like 22 pages long. It's a standard one of these scams that is run, you know, with these charities, these online charity type situations. The guy, not Bannon, but the guy who set it up says, I'm not going to take a penny of salary. So they allegedly, according to the indictment, invent these shell corporations, and they pay the money that's being raised supposedly to build the wall with private funds. They funnel the money through the shell corporations, and then the guy who says he's not going to take a salary, the money from the shell corporations goes to his wife for media, quote unquote media. Who does this guy think he is? Bernie Sanders? Of course, Bernie Sanders can get away with it because he's a Democrat. So, and somehow, you know, Bannon's involved in it. And, you know, I always wondered, you know, they said, Trump mentioned it today, he had a great career at Goldman Sachs, and then he was at Hollywood and all this. Whenever I hear that somebody has a piece of some successful series or a big movie, I always kind of wonder. You know, I'm somewhat skeptical, and now I'm somewhat more skeptical, you know, just trying to think about whether he needed the money. And they said they spent it all. You know, it's always the same. They spent it on luxury cars, big hotel bills, that kind of stuff. It's the same stuff. I was thinking, when I was reading it, I was thinking of Corinne Brown, another Democrat who's not at the convention because she's in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons. Remember, she needed, why did you take all that money? Christmas was coming. I had a birthday coming up, damn it. So last night the Democrats got better ratings. Their ratings have been dreadful until last night. They claimed they got 21 million viewers all told across the broadcast and cable spectrum. It's interesting now that MSNBC 6.5 million, CNN 5.8 million, NBC 2.5 million. So people don't go to network newscasts for news anymore. I mean, it's over. It's totally over. NBC and Fox, NBC and ABC each had 2.5 million and Fox News only had 2.1 million. Cause I don't know about you. I mean, I wasn't watching Fox last night. I'm not watching that crap on Fox or anywhere. I thought it was interesting though, that CNN Espanol, you know, they're going out of their way. Like I said, half of them are speaking Spanish to, you know, to suck up to the Hispanic vote. You know how many, do you know what the ratings were for CNN Espanol last night? 22,000. That's not so good. That's not so good. All right. This was a new story. There every day there's new events. You know, horrible crimes being committed in the streets of the major cities. This is from the New York Post today. Retired NYPD sergeant attacked in Garment District beatdown caught on video. A retired NYPD sergeant was knocked, punched, and kicked as he lay helplessly on the ground in a brutal Manhattan beatdown caught on security footage. The former cop can be seen speaking with his assailant for at least a minute Tuesday morning as they stand outside a deli on West 39th Street in the Garment District. The suspect, whom police sources have identified as Master Jaden Roman. That's his name. M-A-S-T-E-R-J-A-D-I-N. That's one word. Master Jaden Roman. Then allegedly throws a bottle at the retired officer. And then the guy, he appears to swipe the former cop's cell phone and headphones, only for Master Jaden Roman to return to kick the former sergeant in the head as he kneels on the ground. Want another one? New Bedford. One of the leaders of the new Black Lives Matter movement in New Bedford was arrested Friday for a double shooting at a gas station in July. Police arrested 24-year-old Tyrell Woodis Pena and 29-year-old Giovanni Vale Valentine. They both have hyphenated last names in connection with a shooting that occurred on July 26th, a Providence TV station reported. They were shot at the Petromart on Cogshill Street, according to WBSM, our affiliate in New Bedford. Woodis Pena has been a visible presence at all the Black Lives Matter protests in the area. All right. Want some more? Here's one. Here's an academia story, a story from academia. We'll take a break from the street crime stories. An Iowa State University professor is coming under fire after she issued a syllabus threatening discipline against students who undertook projects that opposed Black Lives Matter and abortion. So much for the liberal arts education. Not so liberal anymore in liberal arts. Labeled a giant warning, the portion of the syllabus banned instances of othering. Were you aware that othering is a verb? That other is a verb now? To other? It's a verb. Instances of othering were defined as sexism, ableism. It's another strange word. Homophobia, another new word. Not that new anymore, but newer than able or older than ableism. And a variety of other things. Quote, this is a quote from the professor. The same goes for any paper's projects. You cannot choose any topic that takes at its base that one side doesn't deserve the basic human rights that you do, i.e. no arguments against gay marriage, abortion, Black Lives Matter, etc. I take this seriously. It came from an English professor named Chloe Clark. In a statement to Fox News yesterday, the university described the syllabus as inconsistent with its commitment to the First Amendment. This is the statement. After reviewing this issue with the faculty member, the syllabus has been corrected to ensure it is consistent with university policy. Moreover, the faculty member is being provided additional information regarding the First Amendment policies of the university. How about she's not being provided with a pink slip? I mean, would you want someone like that teaching you or one of your kids? I don't think so. I went to the University of North Carolina, which just shut down. They had three cases of people who tested positive. Didn't get sick, just tested positive. Now the entire university, 22,000 or so students, shut down. Shut down. But one of the candidates, I guess he's the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate against Tom Tillis, the Republican incumbent in the fall. His name is Cal Cunningham. And he too, like me, and like many others, like John Edwards, another guy who hasn't been at the convention. I don't know why. He's a graduate of UNC, Chapel Hill. Cal Cunningham, the former state legislator, who defeated a qualified black woman in North Carolina's Democrat Senate primary, touted the merits of communist and Marxist ideology at UNC Chapel Hill. He was the president, the student body president of UNC Chapel Hill in the 1990s. Student leaders, don't they always suck? In approximately 100% of the cases, this guy is a student leader. Cal Cunningham. He expressed his views on the virtues of communism during an interview with a UNC student newspaper, my old newspaper, the Daily Tar Heel, in 1995. And I ask you the question, why do you not read about this? This is in some obscure website, conservative website. There's nothing in this. I don't think there's anything about this in the North Carolina Daily newspapers. There's very much merit in communist ideology, he said. This is the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate. But you have to be careful how you define it. How about we define it as totalitarian? I think that in practice, what we saw in the Soviet Union was totalitarianism in action. Okay, there you go. Cunningham, who claimed to have studied Marxist philosophy quite thoroughly, went on to say that despite some quote-unquote fundamental flaws, there were, quote, a lot of things we can still take from Marxism. A lot of bodies is what we can take from Marxism. A lot of poverty, a lot of starvation, a lot of genocide, whether it's Ukrainians or Cambodians or all kinds of different people. So that's the candidate for the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate. 844-500-4242. Accused Portland attacker Marquise Love has lengthy rap sheet. This is the guy who hit the guy who was trying to rescue the transgender woman from the mob, the Black Lives Matter Antifa mob. And his name is Marquise Love, and he goes by Keese Love. He's been arrested in Washington County, Oregon, which borders Portland, 7 times since 2012. In 2017, he was arrested for domestic assault and domestic harassment. He wasn't prosecuted, but a judge signed a protective order against him, a restraining order, so he couldn't go see the woman. His rap sheet also includes 2 separate arrests in 2016 for providing false information in connection with the transfer of a firearm and domestic assault and criminal trespass. In 2015, he was arrested for interfering with public transportation. This is the guy who beat down a good Samaritan who was trying to rescue a victim. In 2014, a Washington County court established Love's paternity of a child. So Love had a love child. In a domestic relations case, he was also charged with probation violation in an unrelated case. In that case, he was initially stopped for doing tricks on a bicycle while blocking traffic. He was arrested twice in 2012, once for second-degree theft and again for interfering with public transportation and criminal trespass. He was sentenced to 18 months probation and a $500 fine, of which $400 was later converted into community service. He still owes thousands in unpaid fines from various convictions. I'm sure he's shocked that they're actually looking for him now, just because they have him on tape trying to kill somebody. He also has arrests in other counties throughout the state. He was arrested in Clatsop, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, county for driving without a valid driver's license and without insurance. Well, he's lucky he wasn't charged with impersonating an illegal alien. In Portland, he was convicted in August 2016 of causing unreasonable noise with a motor vehicle, again, an illegal alien type of citation, driving with a suspended license, not having insurance, vehicle registration, or proper license plate. He was most recently convicted last February for failing to appear in court for driving with a suspended or revoked license. So that's your social justice warrior. Updates of the day from academia and from the streets. If you haven't tried Super Beat soft chews, you're missing out. And the VIPs are missing out because we ran out of them. I apologize. Next time you come in, we'll have some. They go pretty fast. They're delicious. They taste like candy, like a Starburst or Powerburst, whatever you call them. They're wrapped up in tin foil. You just take 2 with you when you leave the house in the morning. They taste great, but they're not sugar. They're not bad for you. They're good for you. They're good for your blood pressure. They're good for your circulation, and they just sharpen your mind, as far as I can tell. Super Beet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeet soft chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone.
And Howie, you know, we haven't had Superbeets in the office for the past couple days, and I haven't made too much of a stink about it. But today you had me listen to about an hour of Charlie Baker, and I needed some Superbeets to get
through. I'm sorry.
That. And now I'm going to need hazard pay because
I'm sorry.
My brain
we're going to need. Hang on. After 6 o'clock, we're going to go through all of those Charlie Baker cuts. There's a lot of community. It's kind of like the old community chest, if you know what I mean. He's getting a lot off his chest about communities. Anyway, better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Superbeet soft chews. Just two a day. One when you get up is when I have it, and then one before the show. Pick your times. They're great. Get your Superbeet soft chews today at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Just got a text from somebody in Greensboro, North Carolina, and says, where can I get that info on Cal Cunningham? We're tweeting it out right now. We're going to tweet out that story. And again, that's how pitiful the newspapers in North Carolina are. And I used to work for one, the Winston-Salem Journal, but they're all shadows of their former selves, but they at least used to be somewhat on the level. You know, if they had a good story like that, a guy talking about basically touting communism, and he was a candidate for statewide office, I mean, they'd be all over that. But now everybody's just into, being mouthpieces for the Democrat Party. And to a degree, some of the papers in North Carolina, the News and Observer, were always, but it's worse now. Anyway, 844-500-4242. This is another story from the Wall Street Journal. Coronavirus lockdowns usher in the new roaring 20s. States with strict coronavirus lockdowns seem to be reliving the roaring 20s. Alcohol is legal in the 21st century's version of prohibition, but with the restaurants, bars, and other social spaces cut down, governments in California, New Jersey, and New York are struggling. I'd throw Massachusetts and Maine in that list, too, to crack down on illicit summer soirees and speakeasies. As in the 1920s, driving gatherings underground has encouraged other illicit behavior, including violence. Who could have possibly predicted this, right? Last week, police busted up a party at a Santa Monica, California mansion. That's a nice part of town, of L.A., with hundreds of revelers that ended in the fatal shooting of a 35-year-old woman. Locals report that raves are frequent occurrences in the Hollywood Hills. At least two other parties in Los Angeles have resulted in gun violence. In New Jersey, on July 26, cops spent 5 hours breaking up a party at a rented mansion with 700 guests. You know, where can you can't go to a bar, right? There aren't any concerts. There aren't any outdoor events. There's no ball games. So what do they think is going to happen? Everybody's just going to twiddle their thumbs and watch the Joe Biden acceptance speech? This party in Jersey, its 23-year-old organizers from Newark had promoted the party on Facebook as a Liberian Independence Day celebration with a $1,000 twerking contest, free liquor pouches, jungle juice, and Hennessy shots. Wow! I'm surprised we haven't had one of those around here. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.